Genesis, chapter 26. Lot's choice. Though the place of Sodom and Gomorrah was as beautiful as the garden of the Lord, the people were so corrupt that neither earth nor heaven could endure them but a little while longer. The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners exceedingly before the Lord. And, behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty, and committed abomination. This was the iniquity of Sodom. And though Lot found the place beautiful, he found the people abominable, and his righteous soul was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. But evil communications corrupt good manners. And although Lot is given by the word of God the title of just and righteous, yet his family was so far influenced by the evil communications of those wicked people that his wife did not escape destruction, and his daughters, though they escaped, showed themselves more thoroughly familiar with the wicked ways of Sodom than with the righteous ways of their father. Lot's choice was a miserable choice. Worldly prosperity is no evidence of the fear of God, but rather tends to make the naturally corrupt heart still more corrupt. Let it be the aim of all to walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, that we may all be partakers with him of the same promise in view of which he ever lived and walked. E.J. Wagoner. Scripture statements versus conjecture. We cannot refrain from expressing the wish that the writers of the Sunday school lesson notes in some of the religious papers would occasionally read what the Bible says upon the subject of the lesson. If they should, it would save them from some egregious blunders, and would be a mercy to the pupils whose ideas are molded in large measure by the lesson notes in their favorite journals. The lesson entitled Lot's Choice was improved by nearly everyone to moralize on the wickedness of Lot. The Christian Standard writer ended his sentimentalism as follows: Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom, then entered the city, ceased to be shocked by its gross sins and idolatry, was humiliated by being captured and plundered by the five kings. His soul hardened against even such direct warnings as angel messengers from heaven. At last forced to flee from the city empty-handed, and look back on what once seemed the garden of the Lord as a fiery furnace, he makes his home in the caves of the earth, and finally ends life a drunken outcast, dishonored by men and disowned by God. Now read in that God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah with an overthrow, turning them into ashes, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Lot may have been selfish in his choice of territory, although the scripture nowhere gives any intimation of such a thing. But we do have emphatic testimony to his righteousness, and that he himself was uncontaminated by the horrible wickedness around him, and from which he suffered greatly. Unscriptural morals are among the worst things written. In this connection, we would call attention to the international lesson notes that are given every week in the Signs of the Times. The writer indulges in no guesswork, but directs the student's attention solely to the Bible. Sunday school teachers and students will find it to their advantage to read the commentary department in the Signs. Those notes alone will more than make up for the price of the paper. E.J. Wagoner.